Early in his public life, Watson fought for both poor whites and blacks, but Watson later championed white supremacy and expressed anti-Catholic and anti-Semitic rhetoric. Steve Oney is author of what many consider to be the definitive book on the Leo Frank case. Oney says despite Watson's controversial legacy, he's opposed to moving the statue.
The South has many dark places, and our job is to deal with those places, not to cover them up, not to move them aside. And the Tom Watson statue is an opportunity to deal with the past.
Meanwhile, Georgia State University historian Cliff Kuhn says he's okay with the statue being moved nearby.
It's not being knocked down. It's not being toppled. It's still within the vicinity.
But in general, Kuhn is against the complete removal of historical statues.
I think when statues are removed completely, that eliminates the possibility to do education around the statues.
The governor's executive order does not mention Watson's legacy, but instead attributes the statues movement to Capitol construction. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.